On a quiet Sunday morning in Pelham, just south of Birmingham, the parking lot of the National Guard Armory is already filled with cars and vans and RVs bearing tags as far away as Louisiana and Texas. A family reunion, maybe? Well, not exactly. The visitors who are flocking to this sprawling space are members of a unique subculture, bird enthusiasts. The atmosphere is an odd mixture of family reunion, shopping bazaar, rock concert, and daycare center. Americans own about 31 million pet birds, according to an industry website known as The Real Macaw. But the people strolling the aisles of the bird show in Pelham rarely talk about owning their pet. Instead, they say they're raising a bird, or in some cases, birds plural. One of the vendors has his pet bird right by the cash register in a sort of combination perch and hammock with a sign underneath the bird that reads, "I work here." Hand feeding seems to be a real point of pride among people who raise birds, and they swear it makes a big difference in a bird's personality. And as with human babies, the equipment necessary for care and feeding can quickly mount up, as Sharon Hefner, a supply dealer from Nashville, can attest. Once the shoppers are caught up on basic supplies, it's time to go looking at toys. Dean Simon of Vinton, Louisiana. And what would a baby show, bird show, be without a portrait photographer? In a corner of the armory, Karen Ross of Pensacola is set up with a camera, backgrounds, and studio lighting. She specializes in portraits of pets. One advantage of being in the bird business, many of the dealers here say, is that bird lovers' high regard for their pet tends to protect the industry somewhat from a shaky economy. Room for one more? Maybe. But what if the price tag is, say, $850? For WBHM, I'm Dale Short.
Make bird toys for parrots. The name of the company is Fly By Night Bird Toys.
I make the mouse pads and the coasters and the t-shirt because people always want a t-shirt to wear.
Very much like having a baby. Matter of fact, she is what I call my baby girl.
When you get a bird, you more or less become part of the bird's flock. And so the bird becoming part of your family, you become part of the bird's family.
Joe Webster, Vestavia Hills, Alabama.
About 6 years ago, got a hold of a baby, saw how affectionate they were, and been hooked on them ever since. About eight of them right now, I think.
I'm Lee Smith, and I'm from Pinson, Alabama. We have a lot at home. We have a lot of birds. We have some little bitty ones up to big ones.
This is Star. She's a sun conure. She's 4 years old, and she works for Peanut Butter Cookies. That's the type of parrot. Conures make real good pets. Some of them are noisy. When she starts getting real noisy, I put her in her timeout. She goes back in her cage, and she has a timeout time. I've raised her from the day one she was hatched. Hand fed her from day one.
I'm Mike Kirk, and I'm from Columbus, Georgia. The babies are pulled like at age 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that, and you hand feed them with a syringe, baby formula. That way it makes them nice and tame, and they're a lot sweeter. They're more people-oriented instead of being with, you know, raised by their parents.
I have an online store and manufacture money for pet shops. I've probably got 3,000 or 4,000 different items. The candler is basically a little flashlight that you use to check the egg in the box to make sure it's fertile so the bird is not sitting on an infertile egg.
We do a lot of sanding and drilling because all of our toys are handmade, unique toys. We make them ourselves. We're not a company that buys them from Taiwan or anything. We do all our own manufacturing of the toys.
Birds don't animate on command as easily as dogs do, and cats, you can make them look a certain way, but you can get their attention and get them in a certain position and try to get them in full feather, standing up straight, and if they have their wings out, or just standing up straight and not looking scared and scrouched down.
They tend to be pretty steady, because I think what it is, a lot of the people, it's kind of an addiction. If they're interested in birds, they tend to keep on, you know, checking them out, and there's always room for one more.
It's pretty steady, but like any business or any hobby or a pet, like with the war and stuff, people are really conscious about how they spend their money, and, you know, this is a lifetime commitment when you usually get one. You don't usually keep it for a week or two and it be gone. You've got it from here out, and it's a big expense. It's like having another child.